Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I gave a little bit of a history lesson, and I think a lot of people may have thought that maybe perhaps I'm a little bit of a conspiracy theorist because I came to the conclusion that this is all about unrolling the Civil Rights Act. And it's no longer a conspiracy because last week Governor Ron DeSantis, aka Tropical Hitler, he held a diversity, equity, inclusion roundtable.
AKA Tropical Hitler. I'm picturing, like, she didn't even do it with air quotes. Just, like, rolls out the tongue. AKA Tropical Hitler. Good Lord. Just another day at the school board. Just another day to talk about the appropriateness of certain books for kids. This is the only cut that I made out of the whole 9.5 hours. Like, my recorder quit. I left it going.
Longer than a school day, isn't it?
Yeah, it started at 5:30, and I went to bed at midnight, as I do. And I got up this morning and my recorder had failed at 1 o'clock. It's like too big, too long, can't even record properly. So, but I got an update from a friend, Sarah Latshaw with the ACLU here locally this morning on Facebook, where she had said around 3 a.m. So I think it went till about 3 a.m. Seriously.
I didn't know. It could,
four books.
By law.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know. They could have called it, but, you know, they wanted to finish, so they did four books. And this comment was from Vanessa Reynolds. And the only reason she caught my attention is because I had half an eye on the meeting. I wasn't really listening to it. I knew this was going to be a long something show. And anyway, so I saw her show up and look like just a very normal woman, you know, apparently raised and went to Escambia County schools, and you would never think anything of it if you saw her at the Publix or, you know, at the Taco Bell or something, except that she was wearing red because red was the color of the protesters yesterday against censoring books. And, you know, red's kind of its funny color because it can mean Republicans. It can also mean communists. You know, it's kind of a weird color. Anyway, yesterday, the anti-book censoring crowd was wearing red. And in her case, it was red with a shirt that said, "Hail Satan." As you do when you're going to a school board meeting, you know, and yeah, say it again. And then, you know, established 666, you know, like, I'm like, okay. So anyway, you know, Ron DeSantis, AKA Tropical Hitler.
And that was hosted by, or somebody in there by the name of Scott Yenner, who has labeled feminist an enemy of the state. When you are labeled an enemy of the state, that is fascist talk. Right there, period.
You're a fascist, she's a fascist, he's a fascist. Why can't we all be fascists too? I mean, it's just like...
Like Tropical Hitler.
Yeah, like Tropical Hitler. I mean, you know, when you complain that somebody else is using inappropriate, incendiary, offensive, un-American, anti-democratic rhetoric, and you're throwing words around like fascist and Tropical Hitler, I mean, it's... It makes the leg you're standing on a little weaker, just in general, as a principle. But, you know, it's okay, fine. You know, people get worked up. I get it. So what did they wind up deciding? I have still had to decide whether I'm going to go wade through this meeting to handle four books. I probably will not, even though I recorded. I mean, I may. I can't help myself sometimes. I'm sure it'll be entertaining. But according to Sarah Latshaw, who I trust, is a very smart lady, she said that in the end what they decided was that the book Drama was kept for middle school and high school, banned from elementary school. The book New Kid was kept for middle and high school and banned from elementary. The Toni Morrison book, Bluest Eye, was kept only for 11th and 12th grade. That's a nuance we haven't seen before, only for juniors and seniors. And The Nowhere Girls was kept for juniors and seniors only. And here's my thought about this. Good. Not speaking as somebody who knows these books particularly, what I like is the level of nuance that the school board seems to be using. Which is, and I said this after last time, I said, why did they ban that book for everybody? seems like that'd be a book that you could have for middle schoolers and high schoolers. There's no reason to ban it for everybody. And so apparently they took that to heart or heard that from somebody else or came up with it themselves. I mean, I don't want to take credit. I don't know. But I like this level of nuance. It means they're trying to figure out, okay, is this X? Is this R-17? Is this R-15? Is this PG-13? Is this PG-10? You know, is this G? You're like, and that's good. That's good because there's going to be books that are fine for a 17-year-old to read and not fine for a 14-year-old to read. You remember the difference between 14 and 17? It's enormous. It can be. You know, and the difference between 14 and 12 or 8 is enormous. And so figuring out the appropriate level of access for these books, good. I'm glad to see that they're using some distinctions and nuance in making these decisions. 8:16 here on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the 5.
And a few accidents that you want to watch out for and all roadblocks. Cody and Olive, for one, there's a roadblock in the area. Certainly use caution. Muskogee Road at Jack's Branch Road was shut down due to a multi-car accident. Can't tell them it. A lot earlier this morning. I-10 eastbound now, mile marker 17 near the Dairy Queen exit there on Scenic. Vehicle crash with a roadblock. Again, that's I-10 eastbound at mile marker 17. And another Davis and Scenic showing an accident, but no roadblock this morning. So caution there. Caution certainly wherever you are. And if you have traffic tips, you can text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, so you know how we had fake summer? You know, like the groundhog didn't say 6 more weeks of summer before we come back to winter for a little
right,
bit.
No, right, right.
But
Stephen King calls it a strawberry spring.
Yeah, oh, all right, yeah. All right, fair enough. Mm-hmm. But how is that going to affect your lawn come July? Like, what's the right way to handle it? Because you want it to be green and beautiful and lush later on in the summer. Well, that's the kind of stuff that NSEC are their pros about. That's the whole idea. You have them come out and take a look at your lawn now. Right before, and they can, you know, figure out what does it need? What are the 8 annual applications that are time, programmed, and targeted to get your lawn what it needs, when it needs it? Free lawn analysis, the estimate, of course. It's, you know, no charge to look and tell you what it's going to cost. Initial soil samples will indicate amendments that are going to, you know, craft it for your specific lawn success. Fertilizer applications with each standard service, along with seasonal pre-emergent weed control, broadleaf and grassy weed control, insect control, and fungicide applications. And the Healthy Lawn Program, they offer aeration in addition. They offer sod and plugging and even recommend grass types. And if you sign up today and get your first lawn application free with any new annual lawn program, including the initial soil sample, lime treatment on an average size yard. Plus, NSEC is hiring. So if you are or if you know somebody who's looking for a career, great opportunities in pest and lawn technician, good pay, good benefits, possibility for advancement, and you can apply at workwithnsec, ENSEC.com.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tea times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in today at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Wherever you are, you can listen to News Radio Pensacola
on the radio at 92.3, 95.3, or AM 1620.
I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light on for you.
The Blue Angels coming back yesterday, Facebook reminded me of something that happened like 7 years ago, I think. I kind of like the Facebook memories stuff. But yeah.
You should repost it, or did you already?
I did. Oh, I shared
it. Okay, cool.
I shared
it. That's so cool.
So March of 2016. That was a bad year. That's the Jeff Koos year. Anyway, I had flown with the Blues the prior fall, and I had been on Fat Albert the prior summer. And we got permission. I don't remember even how we managed to do this, but a friend of mine, Sheldon Hetherington, who's an aviation photographer, he and a buddy, and I forget the guy's name, I'm so sorry, but they had gotten permission to go film the Blues returning down Palafox from above in a private plane. So he's like, hey, you want to go watch the Blues? I'm like, sure. He's like, from a plane? I'm like, sure. He's like, from above? I'm like, hell yeah. So I got to watch the Blue Angels one time come down Palafox from above and shoot a video of it. And the video is terrible, but it's fun to see.
Because I remember,
you know,
awesome.
Like, and you know, I'm all brave, like, basically cowering in the back seat, you know, and he's like hanging out the window on a strap, you know, getting the best shot ever. So, oh man, it's fun. It is fun to see him in the sky. There's no doubt about it. David, you're clutching your pearls. What's going on over there? Does it scare you?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Just the Blues. I love watching the Blues.
Yeah. From the ground?
From the ground. Got it. Yeah. I'm afraid. I rode Fat Albert and I thought I was going to die.
Fat Albert's a little rough.
There's a video of me like saying somebody. There's another media company because they'll let people do it. And there is a video of me out there floating around like saying the Our Father like 20 times and the Hail Mary and like not getting sick, but getting sick after. And it's like,
oh man,
Jerry Colerton, Country 98.7. It's like
I love that too because you're sitting there and they got the back deck, the back, you know, the lift gate basically and the C-130 open and they're hanging out.
Well, no, I knew it wasn't
going
to be like the pilot thing like you guys do, which I did not want to do, but I seriously. Hand to God, I thought they were going to hand out like peanuts and cokes, and I was
thank
like,
"You were flying
Fat
Albert Airlines, right?
With a flap thing down.
Would you like champagne? This is first class."
I really, honest to God, thought that, and man, people were getting sick all over, and it was floating. That was awesome.
When
I don't want to do it again ever, but that was.
If you know how Fat Albert flies, when
it makes C-130,
when it makes that first pass and it goes up, and then it humps and goes down just a little bit and then goes forward, and I'm doing it with my hand like you can see.
Mm-hmm.
But at the top of that hump, what they used to do when they let people ride in it, and they might still do because I don't think they're letting people ride, even the Navy folks ride in it anymore. They have a ladder attached to the interior of Fat Albert and attached to the floor. And then they have the folks who are some of the crew are holding on to the ladder with their hands. And as you go into negative G's there for a second, they fly up into the air by their hands and then come back down. Mostly you're busy trying not to throw up, but you're watching them flail up and down. It's very entertaining what's going on inside the aircraft.
I'm crying in that video because I just know we're all going to die. Like, I know we're going to die, and this is how I go out for Brent stupid
fine.
Lean. No, I'm alive. Do they? So they don't do the Fat Albert? Have you?
No,
you haven't flown
not
yet,
anymore.
Have you, David?
They're doing media flights, but I don't think they're doing Fat Albert flights right now.
I've been in C-130s. But I've never been in Fat Albert.
I see.
But it is amazing how agile those planes are for as giant and huge as they are.
Yeah, that plane can that plane can scoot in a direction for sure. Oh,
when they start doing that, I want you to fly.
And if you're ever in a C-130 for a combat landing, whoo.
It's fast, right?
Yes. It is incredible.
Down and in. And that's what they're demonstrating is the quick, you know, high angle of takeoff capability to get out of the range of anything that might decide that they don't want you to be in the air anymore. So
yeah, you might see those planes and think, boy, that's big. It's not very maneuverable. Nope. It'll surprise you for sure.
What's going on in the newsroom this morning, David?
New York City authorities are stepping up their security in anticipation of a possible arrest of former President Donald Trump. Barricades are up around Trump Tower and outside the criminal court in Lower Manhattan today. The city of Philadelphia has agreed to pay over $9 million to hundreds of people affected by police actions during the George George Floyd protests in 2020. Yesterday, the city agreed to pay plaintiffs in four separate civil rights lawsuits, as well as contribute $500,000 to a fund for private counseling for people affected. And it looks like NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is going to be sticking around for a while. ESPN is reporting that Goodell and NFL owners are expected to finalize a new multi-year contract extension next week.
The booed one returns.
Yeah, the no fun league. Yeah.
All right, David, thanks for the update. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Sure do. And that looks like Muskogee that and Jack's Branch, that area has been cleared up. Thank you so much for texting that in. Taking a look around and making them check the text to make sure we don't have any new stuff. Cody and Olive still showing a roadblock this morning, and it looks like I-10 eastbound at mile marker 17 showing a roadblock. Oh, no, that's cleared up too. Okay, good news. Vehicle crash or the roadblock has been cleared. So I-10, all good to go. Certainly, if you see an accident or a slowdown or you have any traffic tips, text them in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you are needing to get work done on your Beamer, your Porsche, your Mercedes, your Genesis, your Jaguar, your Lexus. Okay, these are nice imports. You think, man, I got to take those to the dealership. You don't. You don't. You can save a little bit of time, save a little bit of money, a little inconvenience, and take them to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. They work on those all the time. They were rated a 2021 Carfax top-rated service center, 4.5 average reviews or above. They'll work on the diesel trucks, diesel engines. They work on those. They're a little different. Okay, not everybody does, but again, you don't have to go to the dealership. And the philosophy is they want to see you for the little stuff so that you don't see them for the huge catastrophic, unexpected stuff. You prevent that stuff by seeing them for the little stuff. It's in their philosophy and their website name called carclinicservice.com, like a healthcare clinic for your car is kind of the idea. They want you to bring the car healthy so you don't have to bring it to them broken, you know, which is, makes sense, right? So Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. We got an interesting text in here at 437-1620. Somebody said that there's an IMAX movie being made about the Blue Angels. Correct. They're saying they said should release next year. I thought it was actually supposed to come out this summer. I could be wrong about that. I remember when Glenn Powell, the actor who was Hangman in Top Gun Maverick, he was here for the premiere of Devotion, a movie that he helped, you know, obviously was very involved with and in. And he was talking about that being the third of the three naval aviation movies, and he's kind of joking, like, I don't think that you know, they're going to let me do any more Navy movies anymore. But that's the third one, and I had seen them out doing filming, like, during the Homecoming air show, that they were, you know, they were capturing footage from much more robustly than I had ever seen anybody do before. So, yeah, there should be a Blue Angels IMAX movie coming out sometime in the not-too-distant future. Well, can't wait to see that. 828 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. What else do we have going on? Not that. Oh, this is actually kind of interesting. So I mentioned to you before that the you know, the military is renaming the bases. They're starting with the first one. Fort Pickett's going to change its name. And again, I'm not for these, but I think that the people they're renaming them for typically are fantastically deserving. Speaking of aviation, a problem I hadn't thought about until it became obvious and there was a story done about it is, you know, when you're a pilot, okay, and you're in the air, and you're in the air for a long time, sometimes you have to bodily needs.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and so what do you do? Well, one thing is you don't drink a lot of liquids before you go flying, okay? There's actually a thing called tactical dehydration, where in order to prevent the need to urinate while you're flying, they will dehydrate in advance, sort of.
So they don't have to.
But that's bad, because bad to be dehydrated as a pilot. Yeah, also bad because, you know, G-forces and the way that can affect your blood if you're low on liquid, right? That can be an issue. But especially problematic for female pilots.
Sure.
Right? And there's lots of female pilots. And so there's actually technology in there that they had worked on, I guess, for male Air Force pilots to facilitate them being able to go while they're flying. And there's actually a case where a guy wound up crashing a plane one time because of what he was doing. But for women, of course, the biology is a little bit different. The body's a little bit different. And apparently there's now kind of a device that is designed to allow them, without leaving their flight suits, to also be able to take care of needs in the air, which is a real step forward in order to be able to make it possible for them to do more missions, longer missions, things like that. So it's the stuff you never think much about. you know, it might not be the, you know, the most glamorous side of aviation, but those are real things that can affect performance. Like I said, the tactical dehydration, that's a real thing that can be a problem if they practice that. But how else would you when you're going to be up in that plane for hours and hours and hours on it? I mean, how far can you drive before you go take a gas station break?
Right.
Right?
No, so, I know. You think adult diapers would...
Right. And that, well, that's another option.
No, sure. I've tried that because I thought that'd be just easy, but you don't like walking around like that.
Right, yes. Yeah.
Not the haunted house, thing, not cool. So. Yeah, I know. But yeah, that's interesting.
David Wayne, what do you have coming up, sir?
We've got an update on that man accused of shooting his parents in Baldwin County. More after Fox.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Law enforcement source tells Fox former President Trump's grand jury indictment in New York could come next week. There's more witness testimony tomorrow. Trump says his political enemies are still trying to take him down.
They're looking at the polls where not me, but we are up by so much. They can't even believe it.
Trump on Truth Social had predicted he'd be arrested today. President Biden's establishing two new national monuments. One in Nevada, one in Texas.
He's set to make the announcement at the White House Conservation in Action Summit at the Department of the Interior. The White House says Aviquame will honor tribal nations and indigenous peoples, while the Kastner Range Monument will expand access to the outdoors for the El Paso community and honor U.S. veterans and service members.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, the monuments preserve 800 square miles of public land. On Wall Street, stocks are starting the day higher, the Dow up about 1%. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31. News Radio 92.3 starting to warm up a little bit. Still a tad chilly, though. It's 52 degrees. The sun's shining here in Pensacola. An update on that Baldwin County man accused of shooting both of his parents last weekend. Investigators say 25-year-old Trinell Brown shot his parents with an AR-15 rifle. Now, this all happened last Saturday on McFarland Road, just outside of Spanish Fort last Saturday. The parents have now been identified as Clemmy and Soretta Brown, and deputies say 25-year-old Trinell Brown shot them after an argument over an ongoing family dispute. Well, fresh off this year's convention, Pensacon organizers have started announcing guests for next year. Pensacon announced one of those guests today, and that'll be actor, comedian, and filmmaker Pauly Shore.
Anybody home? Hello!
Hey!
Shore, known from several early 90s comedies, such as that one, 1993's Son-in-Law, also Encino Man, In the Army Now, several others. He also recently played the voice of Bobby Zemeruski in a Goofy movie, and you can see the complete list of guests as they're, of course, currently being announced over at Pensacon.com. The Escambia School District is still in limbo over the charter school application for Warrington Middle School. They discussed the issue at a workshop yesterday, and Superintendent Tim Smith said the ball is in Charter School USA's court.
I've been in communication a number of times in March to try to get updates on where we're at and what's happening. The latest today was to try to schedule a virtual meeting where we can start sharing some of these proposed concepts that we have.
And in November, the board approved an educational review agreement with Charter School USA ahead of a May 1st deadline to submit the formal charter school application. We do have new details after that deadly shooting in Navarre on Sunday. The Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office says the shooting victim was 24-year-old Colby Vinson, who was found at the Cayo Grande Apartments on Navarre Parkway Sunday night. Investigators say as of right now, they don't have any suspects, but they do not believe the shooting was a random act. A Gulf Breeze attorney has been appointed to serve on the First Judicial Court. Governor DeSantis appointed Stephen Warwick. He served as a partner at Brooks Warwick & Associates since 2008. Warwick will now fill the vacancy of Judge Mary Polson, who has retired. Cash is king. That from Governor DeSantis yesterday. He was in Panama City, and he'd like to ban digital currency created by central banks like the Federal Reserve. He says that type of digital currency would give authorities the power to cut off purchases that they don't like.
You go and buy gasoline. If you bought too much gasoline, they just won't allow you to use this to make a transaction. Who knows whether they would let you buy a firearm.
And the governor says that the state legislature should ban crypto created by central banks. Unlike Bitcoin, DeSantis says those would be under the authority of the government. The Biden administration currently studying the possibility of a digital currency here in the U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said it could outcompete private cryptos like Bitcoin. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
All right. A couple of accidents to watch out for, certainly. I-10 eastbound mile marker 17 has been cleared. That was on I-10 there, scenic. And then Davis and Smith's Fish Camp Road in Pensacola just posted a vehicle crash. Looks like that has been moved off to the side, though. Now, certainly, if you see something different or you have a traffic tip, by all means, please text those in. 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Candy. Now an update on from our Channel 3 forecast.
Another chilly start to the day with temperatures warming up in the afternoon near 65 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, not getting nearly as chilly with lows in the 50s, 52 degrees. For Wednesday, we will warm up. Plenty of sunshine, high near 73. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 61. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Starting to warm up a few degrees. Right now, 52 in Pensacola, 54 in Gulf Breeze, and still pretty chilly in Milton. It's 43 there.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance, Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions tomorrow at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I've been collecting watches since around 2018. Made my first big purchase thinking that was going to be my only watch. When you're looking at watches and you're doing them online, or if you're in the secondary market, it can be scary because there's a lot of fakes. And I really do focus in on coming in to an authorized dealer like Berets for any of the Omega or Breitling purchases. They will let you try it on, take pictures, go home, think about it, and just really set your mind at ease.
Come visit us at Berets Jewelers.
Your money now. A big jump for the Dow today, up 293.36 at 32,537.94. The S&P 500 up 40.95 at 39,92.44. The NASDAQ up 114.46 at 11,790. Our 10-year bond rate at 3.587%. Gold down today. It's at 19,68.10. And silver up, though, at 22,67. President Biden has issued his first veto. The president rejected a bill that would have reversed a Labor Department rule on environmental, social, and governance investing, otherwise known as ESG. About two dozen state attorneys general asking Hyundai and Kia to make their cars harder to steal. They sent a letter to the automakers on Monday citing a crisis of thefts and blaming the companies for not installing anti-theft immobilizers. Federal judge granting a class action status to a lawsuit accusing General Motors of knowingly selling cars with faulty transmissions. There's 39 plaintiffs so far in 26 states that have sued GM. U.S. District Judge for the Eastern District of Michigan, David Lawson, granted the class action certification Monday. The lawsuit claims GM vehicles with 8-speed automatic transmissions made between 2015 and 2019 lurch and shudder as you're driving. It's 8:39, your next news at 9, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, and this is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, Pensacola. News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News, traffic on the fives, Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, Candy, I want you to feel honored by this topic.
Great.
Because
I already did. Was it food?
It was national. I had this topic last week. It kind of came up as one of the day national days, and I saved it for you.
Oh. Thank you.
Also, because I think Jenna was in, and I knew that it wasn't really her strength, but I know it is yours. You ready? It was National Potato Chip Day.
Yeah, that's true. That would not have been her strength. She's such a healthy eater.
She's very healthy.
And I'm...
All right, so my question, it's a very simple one. It's a very simple one. It's one we can definitely fight about. Hopefully not you and me, but certainly with the listeners. 437-1620. Tell me about best and worst potato chips. I want to know the good ones and the bad ones. Feel free to name names. It's okay. Tell me your best and your worst. Feel free to make it clear, by the way. 437-1620. You got a best?
Yes, I do.
Go on.
And I'm
you don't
want
to say it?
No. I'm trying to think of the name of it because it's not one that you would normally go, oh, my gosh. Shark started getting them at TK, and it was like, why are you eating those? And it was such a... I have
Zaps,
to
by chance?
No, it's not Zaps, right. And I don't like Zaps.
Oh,
and I'm
what?
The only person in the world that
all
doesn't
right.
like
yeah,
them.
That's, I know. You're all by yourself on that island.
I used to be a Pringles girl, and those don't hold up. They taste different
what?
When you're older.
The
love... Do you like Pringles?
I'm a human with taste buds. Then yes.
Smart aleck. No, right. I know. But they just taste different, I think, as you get older. I don't know. When's the last time you had Pringles?
Like within the year.
Oh, okay.
They're so good.
Excuse me.
But go
I'm
on.
Sorry.
Okay, so not Zaps, not Pringles. We're cycling through the good
No, and it's like a big normal one. One that you'd walk in at Circle K and find.
Waffles, Lay's, J's.
It's not. That's just it. It's
like
not Lay's.
Okay.
No, it's.
All right.
Well, gosh, darn it, I'm sorry.
Fine.
I have to look it up. I didn't.
We'll come back to you. We'll come back to you
sorry,
for comment
here, tell
later.
Your, tell no, your potato fine. Chip story, Andrew. Potato chips. Spilling it like you? That vice president.
No, so for me, it's very simple. I have a very simple answer to this question. Ruffles, best, period, done. And by the way, I was surprised because I did a little bit of research for this, and the research showed that people hate Ruffles. And I couldn't understand it because there were people who said that Ruffles Plain, which is my wife's go-to, that's her favorite, they said, so nasty. I'm like, what? And then they said that the Ruffles, which is my favorite, which is the sour cream and cheddar, which is the best potato chip that's ever been manufactured by a human being. And they're like, no, that's nasty. I'm like,
oh, I don't think
are we
nasty.
Using the same taste buds? Are we using the same basic mouth that was bequeathed to us by antiquity? And I kind of wonder about that, but okay. You haven't figured it out yet?
No, I'm still looking. I'm so sorry.
And I'll go ahead and tell you worst. Lay's.
No, they're not.
They're inedibly bad.
They are not.
They shard up. They're too thin. They're nasty. I mean, the taste is fine. It's the design. It's the texture. It's the fragility. It's they break apart in your hand and in the bag. When you get to the bottom of a bag of Ruffles, you barely have anything left over because they're intact. When you get to the bottom of a bag of Lay's, you've got the whole bag of Lay's left because they're all shards. That's all they do is give you shards, especially in the little individual servings. All right, let's go to the text line here. 437-1620. Somebody says, I love salt and vinegar by Lay's. We can still be friends. I also like dill pickles by Lay's. I haven't tried the dill pickles.
I haven't tried the dill pickles
one
either.
I am absolutely in for that. Somebody here says... Pringles are potato paste, not potato chips. Oh, and this person is a friend otherwise. Wow. Cut to the core.
They
Boulder
do taste-
kettle chips cooked in olive oil are nice. No, that's true.
Those are good,
and
yeah.
Kettle chips in general feel like a meal. I mean, they're so thick and hearty.
No,
and,
you're right. You know, yeah,
so
there's
good.
A good crunch to them. Sure.
Somebody here says, a favorite chip is Clancy's Barbecue. Worst is Pringles. You people, I don't know. What's wrong with you?
They taste different to me now. I don't
As
know.
As an adult?
Yeah, but I used to, I mean,
are you
I
eating
was
them one
Pringles
at a time
girl.
Or 10 at a time?
Both. I mean, if you haven't seen me. Yeah, I mean, I do. I love chips. They're not
most
gross.
Efficient.
I, yeah,
winner
most
in the most efficient potato chip eating contest.
Right.
437-1620, somebody here says, Ruffles are good for dips and just eating, plus they have ridges. That's right. Ruffles are the ideal dipping. Lay's, again, that's just like adding potato chips to the dip is all that is. But Ruffles, you can get a good scoop of whatever you want. Somebody here says, Miss Vicky's chips. Oh, I haven't had those.
Oh, you haven't?
No, I don't. Is that a Southern thing, Miss Vicky's?
No, but like there's a lot of, like Firehouse, that's, and okay. Jersey Mike's, I think. Those are the chips that you can pick from.
Oh, I probably have had them then.
They're delicious. Okay. Yeah, those are really amazing. I want to say, I think the ones that I was talking about are Utz.
Oh, okay, I've had Utz chips.
Yeah, it's just like you walk in and I was like, why are you, because we have all of the flavors available to a shark. Like, why are you bringing in these weird chips that are, you know, inexpensive and... That's such a stupid thing. That's what we would argue about. But they were really good. I was surprised.
Somebody says, let's see, cheddar sour cream Ruffles is good, top tier. Agreed. I love the sour cream and cheddar, somebody else says. Let's see, the best chip is no longer made, at least that I could find. Oh, Boise's? And I've got a picture here.
I like the name.
Yeah, oh, Boise's. I do. I like the honoring of the source material.
Yeah.
Cheetos are the best chips. You're playing the wrong game. You know... You brought a wiffle ball bat to a major league game.
Whoever that is right.
Oh,
I love Cheetos, but I get it's not a chip. I wouldn't.
Yeah, but you can't
chip.
Fill up on them. There's no food in that food.
Have we met? No, dude. They make a bigger bag. You don't have to eat the small bag. I love Cheetos. And I fight over Cheetos.
I prefer plain Ruffles. And interesting fact is that the only type of potato chip that do not come in the smaller packaging. They don't do an individual size for the plain?
For the Ruffles? I don't think. Maybe they do.
I'm not. Somebody says Utz crab chips. Mm-hmm. Somebody says the worst are Pringles. You haters are amazing.
All right. I get it, though.
Somebody says, I'm showing my age here, but I used to love the Charlie's chips. They used to get delivered to the house in big tin cans. Mm-hmm. Oh, and another one, Charlie's chips in the big metal can, also for Utz. Lots of votes for that. Zaps, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Pringles turn into a mushy, gross paste. You make that sound like that's bad. Let's get traffic on the fives with candy before we go on.
Hey, this is brought to you where you put the thing in your mouth and just pour it in.
Oh,
that's
so
what
good.
You do with
the
Pringles
yes,
things.
It is.
Yeah, it was just, maybe it was a drink that
I
had earlier.
And then you put
a
scary spring snake in there and give it to your friend.
Oh my gosh, I have one of those at the house. Here, Darren, want some nuts of a brand you've never heard of before?
Right.
Davis Highway and Smith's Fish Camp Road showing a vehicle crash, but it looks like it has been moved off to the side. So shouldn't have any problem getting around there. This is brought to you by your local Staples store, who I also think has snacks there at the counter. But I know where all the snacks are in Pensacola. It's a new world of possible with innovative tools for small business and remote workers and learners at Staples. Explore more at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm getting a lot of fan mail here for Zaps and Utz. Both are getting
Utz,
a lot of support.
Right, yeah.
Somebody here says Funyuns once a year. That's like White Castle for me. They're the best, and I just need a year to remember. To forget.
Yeah,
I need
right?
a year to forget the effects. Somebody here says they love you. Just get her a bigger bag. That pretty much works for anything. Somebody here says, show me a Jay's picture. That's fine. Somebody says, just because the Pringles are made out of paste doesn't mean it's not tasty. It's just not a chip. It's a sculpture, like fused chicken nuggets. All right, I see your point. It's a little bit of a marginal participant in the category. Our grandkids can't believe we had Charles chips delivered to our house. Oh, now you're just bragging. Somebody here says Cape Cod kettle chips, or they say, come on, man, Cape Cod kettle's cooked. I don't know what that means, but I'll take it.
I've seen those, and I haven't bought them. I don't know.
All right.
But
final entry, Zaps Cajun Craw Taters.
Okay, and the person that just texted in that it's the worst, that's what it was, Golden Flake. Golden Flake is my favorite potato chip, and I know because they look like they're going to be disgusting. Because you get what is that face?
I'm just waiting for the end of this story because I don't know where we're headed here. But
have
go
you
on.
Had Golden Flake?
No.
Okay, because you walk into the Thumb or the Circle K, and you're just like, oh, Golden Flake. This just looks like a big Bobo brand, and that's what it was. I like Utz as well, but it's Golden Flake, which sounds like it's going to be awful because it looks cheap, and they were delicious.
Can I side note? I love that you call it the Thumb.
The Thumb, I know.
Or the Farms now.
It's the Farms, I know. Brent's like, we're going to call it Cumbies. I'm like, I promise you nobody's going to call it that, too.
No.
Cumbies!
849 on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, I got more support coming in for that. Hey, if you're thinking about selling your home or a home that you have or a rental maybe, something like that, and you're trying to figure out what's the best time, what's the market doing? What's the demand doing? What are the interest rates doing? What's your neighborhood doing, or what's the price tier in your neighborhood doing, right? Because, you know, homes at 300 might be moving fast, homes at 500 might be sitting, or vice versa. I don't know. That's why you call Christina Leavenworth, because this is truly her domain. Over 200 homes sold last year. She teaches other realtors how to sell homes, and you know you can just get the teacher to sell your home, right? Because she knows what she's doing. And really, like, the thing to me about Christina is, I know that if I take her on as my realtor, she's going to treat my home like it's the only home she's got to sell, and she will do the very best for it every single time. It's just, I don't know how she does it. I really don't, but it is amazing the results that she gets. So find out what Christina Leavenworth can do for you. Get her input, 723-9158, 723-9158.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel Thursday at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join Travis Thursday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Are you curious about marijuana? Florida A&M University established the Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, also known as MARI, to educate the public about medical marijuana use, as well as the detrimental health and social impacts of unlawful marijuana use on local communities. Find out more at mmeri.famu.edu.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Listen to Fox News personality Brian Kilmeade interview the latest newsmakers and cover the biggest national stories. Weekdays 11 to 1 on News Radio 92.3.
It's 2 minutes to close, Gordon. What do you want to do? Decide. Dump it.
That is the summer of 89 for me.
That is,
bring me some OU812 and some Sammy. 852 on News Radio 92.3. I remember I used to work at Blockbuster back in the day.
Yeah, right.
Something
right.
Apparently I share in common with DC Reeves.
DC Reeves, kinda, right. Yeah, and I worked at a video store too.
When we used to do the inventory, you know, and the cleaning and stuff, just
you put
late
music
at night.
On. Yeah.
Yeah, you put music videos on. And what was the name of it? It was the Van Halen Live. Now I can't remember, but it was fantastic. It was from that era, and every night, every night, or The Wall, or Quadrophenia, or something
or
like
Rush,
that.
Or Rush, Exit Stage Left, that's
right.
Right,
that's,
right.
That's
that
exactly
was another
right.
One you could rent.
You know, and somebody would be like a new hire would be like, "Can we watch Willow?" No,
we're putting music on. We have
to music
count.
On, man.
Jeff.
This is jam time.
God,
come
do your
on.
Job.
853 on News Radio. I don't know where we are. I'm having fun though. 853 on News Radio 92.3. This is a. It's one of those, like, as soon as you think about it, it'll seem obvious to you, but you probably hadn't thought much about it. I know because I hadn't either. But the observation is, I'm not too sure about this data, but here's the data claim, okay? Pew Research claims that 63% of men between the age of 18 and 29 report being single. And it says that means that the number of single young men is nearly twice that of single young women. I don't understand how that can be true because it's the women dating the men. How could the men stay single and the women? I don't, unless they're dating older men or something. So I'm not sure about the stat, but it is Pew Research and they usually don't just make stuff up. So let's put it this way. Young men are far more likely to be single than young women, apparently. Again, I'm not quite sure how that math works out. But the question is why? Why is that the case? And the answer appears to be dating apps. Not directly dating apps, like dating apps are why men are single, because you would think dating apps are why people hook up and get together. Well, hook up, yes, but stay together, no. And that's the problem, is that because dating apps bring you the giant smorgasbord of other women, much like, you know, porn and the internet, okay, but particularly dating apps where you can actually connect with women, the theory here goes that, and I love this one line in the story. This was from this Fox News story. With social media today, men can scroll through their feeds and popular pages to view more beautiful women in one sitting than most men would see in their entire lifetime 100 years ago.
Isn't
and that's just
crazy
true.
To think about.
That is
absolutely
just true.
Sure.
And while women tend to reap the benefit of the online attention, men are left wondering how the dating pool has gotten so far out of reach. Same women who are marketing themselves as something they're not, which is, you know, filters and all that kind of stuff, are left without a partner wondering where all the good men have gone. Through social media, both sexes are conditioned to treat themselves as a number instead of embracing true human connection and partnership. Here's the theory. I'm going out on a date with you, but I know that literally in my pocket are 1,000 other women who might potentially be available to me.
Mm-hmm.
And if anything isn't really awesome about you right now or right on this date, why would I persist in this relationship when I can just start over with somebody else real easy, just like swiping? And so the willingness to put up with, to endure, to persist, if the entry cost is high, you continue through with the process. When the entry cost is so low as a swipe on your phone, you just give up and go somewhere else. And so the idea is that the widespread available or widespread perception of available other women makes young men basically cut and bail and go for somebody else instead of investing in relationships and becoming committed to a partner. Now, I'm not quite sure about the numbers, but that theory, I believe that's accurate. That is not a benefit to women. It is not a benefit to society or to families or to stability and structure or any of the good things that come from the domesticating of men.
Okay, pre-Danny, did you ever date somebody and then, like, they think that they're the only one, or maybe it happened the other way around and it turns out it's not? Like, you think you're in a relationship and the other person's like, hey, I'm dating everybody. Because that happens.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I bet that's part
of
it, too.
But now everybody's
like
that.
Hey, are you in a relationship? We sure are. No, man.
Not really. No,
my wife
not
is
my
just
way.
A friend, right?
Check my status.
Yeah, check my ex.
All right, time for Traffic on the Fives.
It's brought to you by Golden Flake. I'm just kidding. It's brought to you by, which is
nice.
A really good chip. It doesn't
nice.
Look like it's, you know
and
what I mean?
Pringles.
It looks like a Bobo chip. And Pringles are delicious. I must have drank something different. No, because I would eat all of my snacks up at Cat Country. So maybe, I don't know, dude. But I love. This is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. And when it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing, 477-8782. Cody and Olive, it looks like that has been cleared up. Not showing a problem there. And same with Muskogee and Jack's Branch. That was shut down for quite a while this morning. That is all clear now. Traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative. Just kidding. And local and dependable. That's 857.
That. Informative. Just kidding.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, I'm just serious. Oh, future news. Future news.
First future news question. Will the Pringles Empire survive the unmasking that they experienced on the Pensacola Morning News?
They just taste different as an adult, but
right.
I love them.
Moving on.
Yeah, okay.
I don't want to do this
too
much
dude.
Longer. Will Trump get indicted today?
No.
Yeah, I used to think no, but when I realized that he was the only one saying that it's going to happen in all caps on Truth Social with all the retruths.
He's doing free commercials for himself.
Yeah, that's what I think about this. Blue Angels, will we have a midweek base opening day so that people can come see the practice for the Blues when it's not like the Blue Angel show?
Sure, wouldn't that be cool?
Oh, wouldn't it be cool to have a Tuesday, Wednesday
instead of just
instead
parking
of a
at Target,
Friday, Saturday,
right?
Or Saturday, Sunday? Yeah,
absolutely.
No, I think that's interesting.
Sure.
Will the FTC's moves reduce robocalls and robotexts?
No. I mean, I hope so, but they won't.
Well, the question is, will they reduce it more than the things themselves are growing? And, I don't know about that. Will we have a referendum on the superintendent pass today the school board to move the superintendent to be elected instead of appointed again?
Yes.
It will fail 4-1. Kevin Adams will be the only supporter. If it does pass, will the county commission approve it?
No.
They will definitely not. If they do pass it, will the voters approve it?
No.
No. So this is an all three no's for me. Will we have more nuanced book decisions from the school board going forward? like they picked 11th and 12th grade and, you know, middle school. I think so. Yeah, I think this is actually a good news note. And will we agree to build a District 1 medical examiner's office? Will all four counties be in? Will we get one in the near future?
Absolutely.
Dudes, you got to do this. Stop dilly-dallying around and get it done.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Protesting while waiting. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. They are anti-Trump demonstrating outside the Manhattan DA's office, chanting no one's above the law, with one Trump supporter protesting nearby ahead of the former president's possible indictment.
Just a continuation of the most disgusting witch hunt in the history of our country.
Trump on Truth Social last night. He had earlier predicted he'd be arrested today, but the grand jury in New York City hears more testimony tomorrow, investigating a hush money payment before the 2016 election to keep a porn star quiet about an alleged affair Trump denies having. There are also protests in Los Angeles. Thousands of school staff are starting a three-day strike closing L.A.'s public schools.
The Service Employees International Union, Local 99, is demanding a 30% wage increase and better benefits for school bus drivers, cafeteria workers, security, and teachers' aides.
Gina Silva with Fox 11 TV in L.A., the superintendent of the nation's second largest district, says